I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go! Hello, world. This is Deontay Henderson welcoming you back to another episode of Just Deontay. To all the new listeners out there, from Europe to Asia to Africa to the Bahamas to Puerto Rico to Hawaii to all over the United States, Canada, North America, South America, wherever you are, the ocean, Mars, Uranus, wherever you are, welcome to the show. And to my original listeners, welcome back and thank you for your love and support. So today, guys, what I want to talk about is confidence. I'll get right into it. I've been watching a show on Hulu. I know I'm bringing up television again. You guys are probably like, Deontay, what are you doing? You tell us to read books and work on ourselves. Why are you watching television? Listen, I'm human too. There's only so many books I can read and so much business I can work on and so much of myself I can work on. I do it, but I got to take a little break. And a part of my little break is Hulu. Is that okay, guys? It doesn't matter. I don't need your approval. Listen here. So I go on Hulu. I watch this show called Great. And it's about this... I think her name is Catherine. Yes, Catherine. She is an empress who she moves to Russia and she marries the emperor and she becomes the empress, right? And she decides that she wants to leave a positive mark on the kingdom. So that's basically what this show is about. Her leaving a positive mark on Russia, doing it her way, and really modernizing the country and just bringing it forward. But the emperor she's married to is this selfish, arrogant young man who doesn't really care about anything but himself, and he does a lot wrong. But what I will give him credit for is he believes that he's the greatest thing on earth. He has a supreme confidence. When he says something, it's done. When he says, get that guy to my palace, or he's out of here, he lost his job, off with his head, whatever command he makes, he sticks with it. He knows what he wants. And he feels that he's in charge. And he believes in himself. Even though he's completely wrong with most of the stuff he's deciding. And that's what makes the show pretty funny. But when I'm watching this, I start to think of, wow, this guy reminds me of someone. And the guy he reminds me of is the high school version of me. And this is... I say this because when I was in high school, I'd walk around just walking normal. Well, what I thought was normal, just being myself walking. And there's this girl that would stop me all the time. She'd be like, why do you walk like that? Who do you think you are? You walk like you're the president, like you're a king, or you run or own the school or something. Who do you think you are? And I would just laugh and keep moving. Like, I'd just laugh at her and just keep moving like she wasn't affecting me. And as I got older, and as I'm getting older, people often mistake my confidence, and it started there. I would see, like, whenever I do something, or I speak very highly of myself, I believe in myself, and that's because my mom put that into me as a child. She really said I could be whatever I wanted to be if I put the work in. So I believe in myself, and when people often get to know me, they're like, man, you're confident, you're cocky, you're arrogant. It varies on whatever their definition of these words are, but that's their opinion. In reality, I'm not arrogant. I'm confident, and I'll tell you why I'm confident. The most confident people, the rest in peace, the Kobe Bryants, the Muhammad Ali's, the Michael Jordans, the Elon Musk's, the Mark Zuckerberg's, the President Obama, the Will Smith. These people Kanye West, these people that you see in television, you see in these tech industries and in politics and in athletics and entertainment, these people doing great things and they're the best at what they do, they're very confident. But if you look at these very confident, very successful people, there's another thing, another layer attached to them that people don't often reveal or talk about. And that's their extreme work ethic and dedication to being the best at what they do. And that's where my confidence comes from. When I played sports and stuff in school, like I played basketball in high school, I wasn't the best. I even got cut my senior year. I wasn't the best player, and I won't say I was. But I was one of the hardest workers you've ever met.
And a lot of people, they'd be like, no, you're not. They didn't know what I was doing at home. They didn't know I was running miles at home. I was going to swimming pools. I was running at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the snow. And same with track when I got to college. I was doing all this extra work. And then people would be like, oh, you're cocky. You need to humble yourself. Or in my grades, too, I got my grades way up because I was doing a lot of studying. I was watching YouTube videos. I was doing the work. I was asking teachers for help. I was reading extra books. I was doing my own studying. And I just got obsessed with the improvement. And when you're obsessed with the improvement and you see the improvement, you start to believe, dang, I'm the stuff. I'm that guy that I thought I was. And that's not really arrogance. That's just you approving of yourself and you believing in yourself because you put the work in to believe. Now, here's the thing. If you're a guy or you're a person and you're doing, you're just this, you think you're this stuff and you think you're this hot shot and you're lazy, that's arrogance. You can, a person that truly grinds to get to success, I don't think they can really be arrogant. Because when you're arrogant, that's like, that's arrogant. I believe it's similar to ignorance. Because when you're arrogant, it's like you have this idea or belief that you know everything. You're above everything. And no person that wants to be great will think that. Because you know that you, because if you're pursuing greatness, you know that you're always improving. You'll never really get to perfection or greatness. But you're going to always pursue it. And you're going to always be willing to learn and adapt. And that's what makes you great. That's what gives you the aura of the greatness. Being able to learn and adapt and receive information and apply it. That's where that confidence comes from all these celebrities, these politicians, these entertainers, myself. It's not that I think I'm better than you. See, arrogance is that you think you're above people and you try to belittle them. You want them to be beneath you. Confidence is you just simply believing in yourself. And that's what it is. I don't believe any man is below me. That's weak. Because if I get to that point, that means I don't deserve to continue to progress. Because when you progress, you're supposed to show others how to get to where you got. Or even pass you. But I said all that just to say, it's okay to believe in yourself if you put the work in. Even if you didn't, that's a good start. Just make sure that you have the grind to back up your mouth. Muhammad Ali talked recklessly, but he had the work ethic and the skills to back up his mouth. Put the work in. Walk and talk like you're a king. Don't let anyone put limitations on you. It's okay. It's okay to be great. Pursue greatness. Always pursue it. Give the best effort you have to become the best version of yourself. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.